3, 2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning. It's Thursday, the 10th of November. It's International Accounting Day. Happy birthday, Taron Egerton, Neil Gaiman, Hugh Bonville and Ellen Pompeo. The scaling back of jobs and investment in the tech sector continued on Wednesday, with Meta announcing that up to 11,000 workers are being let go as it shrinks its workforce by 13%. An all-staff announcement by Mark Zuckerberg saw him take responsibility for not seeing the downturn coming. There are almost 3,000 people employed by Meta in Ireland, so that could mean up to 400 redundancies. And Taoiseach and Minister for Enterprise Leo Varadkar says the government will ensure that all procedures are followed.
So there'll be at least 30 days of information and consultation before anyone is laid off, and there will be a redundancy package, an exit package for staff to make sure that they're given some financial security, and we as a government will make sure that they get the help they need to find other employment, and there are lots of jobs in the tech sector. It's still a sector that's growing in the round.
The reduction may also mean less office space is required, which could have implications for Meta's new headquarters in Bulls Bridge. But there was reassurance from Meta that the announcement would not have any impact on Ireland's status or their long-term investment plans. People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy says Ireland may be too dependent on tech companies.
Some of the chickens are going to come home to roost in terms of the unbalanced kind of developmental strategy of the Irish state, reliant on not only the corporation tax receipts, but also the income tax receipts. So we may be seeing a big downturn in terms of those.
Wednesday saw a long day of voting as America's midterm elections wrapped up. The final result will be far closer than Republican-leaning polls had suggested, with no sign of the promised red wave as the Democrats fought an impressive battle across key states. There are still counts going on in House and Senate races, and it looks like Republicans will flip the House with a narrow majority, while the Georgia Senate race between Herschel Walker and Senator Raphael Warnock will go to a runoff in December. Lawrence O'Donnell from MSNBC was positive about the outcome for the Democrats.
Joe Biden is on the verge of being the most successful Democratic president in a midterm election that we have seen in quite some time.
The former guy Donald Trump dismissed claims that he was annoyed by the results, which saw several of his nominees, including Dr. Oz, lose. But he had a strategy all worked out to avoid any responsibility.
Well, I think if they win, I should get all the credit. And if they lose, I should not be blamed at all. Okay. But it'll probably be just the opposite.
Joe Biden addressed the nation late on Wednesday and hailed it a good day for democracy and praised the efforts of Democrats while promising to work with Republicans to get America moving.
I'm prepared to work with my Republican colleagues. The American people have made clear, I think, that they expect Republicans to be prepared to work with me as well.
The fallout from the bullying allegations that led Tory Minister Sir Gavin Williamson to resign continued on Wednesday, with the Lib Dems saying he should be stripped of his knighthood as well if the complaints against him are true. Sir Gavin stepped down pending the results of an investigation in light of allegations he told a civil servant to slit their throat. UK Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer took his moment at Prime Minister's questions to probe Rishi Sunak on appointing him as a cabinet minister. He also wasn't going to let Rishi forget about Williamson's totally normal pet, Triantula, called Cronus, that he famously kept in his office at Parliament.
Mr. Speaker, if he can't even stand up to a cartoon bully with a pet spider, if he's too scared to face the public in an election, what chance has he got of running the country?
And Rishi Sunak seemed to acknowledge his mistake in appointing him, though presumably that's not to do with the spider.
Mr. Speaker, I obviously regret appointing someone who has had to resign in these circumstances. But I think what the British people would like to know is that when situations like this arise, that they will be dealt with properly.
In Ukraine, Russia is set to withdraw from Kherson, which is the only regional capital it captured after invading in February. Russia's commander in Ukraine, General Sergei Sorovkin, says it was no longer possible to keep supplying the city. The developments will be seen as a significant blow to President Putin's war efforts after he announced the forever annexation of Kherson only weeks ago, although the Ukrainian side are wary that the announcement is intended to lure their troops into danger. Russian Foreign Minister Shoigu gave the orders.
For us, the life and health of Russian servicemen is always a priority. We must also take into account the threat to the civilian population. Make sure that all willing civilians were able to leave, proceed with the entry of troops, and take all measures to ensure the safe transfer of personnel of weapons and equipment across the Dnieper River.
Still to come this morning, 7 Ireland edition, Matt Hancock joins the jungle, and there's plenty of penalty action in the Carabao Cup right after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back.
There are only 10 days to go to the World Cup 2022, but the Carabao Cup never sleeps, so Wednesday night saw 8 games as round 3 wrapped up. There were more than a few shock results. Arsenal lost 3-1 to Brighton, Wolves beat Leeds 1-0, and Spurs lost 2-0 to Nottingham Forest. Man City comfortably beat Chelsea 2-0. 4 games went to penalties, which saw Newcastle, Blackburn and Southampton all go through to the fourth round. Liverpool were facing Derby and Anfield, but still saw a goalless draw lead to a penalty shootout, which finished 3-2 to the pool. Jurgen Klopp was relieved and delighted with his Irish goalkeeping hero, Caoimhín Kelleher.
He's exceptional. He's absolutely exceptional. Calm as you like, can play football, and on top of that, can catch balls and can keep the ball out of the net in a really good manner.
It was the moment we've all been waiting for. Matt Hancock made his long-awaited entrance into the jungle. His decision to join the show has seen him lose the Tory whip and widespread criticism from the families of those who died during the COVID pandemic. Deputy Labour leader Angela Rayner wasn't too impressed.
They just want to see him eat a kangaroo's anus. They're not interested in the issues.
And fellow new campmate Sean Walsh clearly hadn't been tipped off as to who his celebrity buddy was going to be.
Matt Hancock.
It's the movie which earned a 6-minute standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival, and it sees the return of long-lost 90s movie star Brendan Fraser. It appears he's made an Oscar-worthy comeback in this heartbreaking portrayal of an obese queer man in the movie Whale. It's the latest film from Black Swan director Darren Aronofsky and sees Charlie, played by Fraser, with one last shot at redemption with his 17-year-old daughter. The release date isn't until February next year, but you can watch the trailer now and see what all the hype's about.
Do you ever get the feeling people are incapable of not caring? People are amazing.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday, the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.